This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she hoped peaceful and rational dialogue will help find a way out of the protests gripping the former British colony.
My support for the force is because it is an important law enforcement agency that helps us to safeguard the rule of law. But that doesn't mean that I would condone irregularities or wrong practices done by the police force. Otherwise, there would not have to be all these institutions like the CAPOL and the IPCC to look into complaints about individual officers. And on this occasion, because of the severity of the protests and the incidents, the IPCC has taken the initiative with my full support to undertake a thematic fact-finding study to assess several important incidents and to come up with recommendations.
Anti-government protests have roiled the Chinese-ruled city for nearly 4 months, plunging it into its biggest crisis in decades and posing a direct challenge to its political overseers in Beijing. Amnesty International on Tuesday urging the Hong Kong government to investigate police use of force, but the government has urged the public to come forth and help the investigation of the independent police complaints. Three U.S. service members were wounded in an insider attack Monday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. A military spokesman in Afghanistan said a member of the Afghan Civil Order Police fired on a military convoy and that the service members sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The attacker was killed by return fire from the Resolute Support Forces. The attack is under investigation. To date, the U.S. has lost some 17 service members in Afghanistan this year. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is preparing to choose one of two election frontrunners to form a coalition government. Get more on that story from Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. He said that either there will be a minority government based on those who praise attacks on Israelis, or there will be a broad unity government. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. President Rivlin, who has to task either Netanyahu or Gantz with forming a government, has made it clear that is the outcome he prefers. But Netanyahu is facing a series of corruption allegations and is likely to be indicted in the next few weeks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A U.S. Army soldier is under arrest for sharing bomb-making instructions on social media. We get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Prosecutors say Jared William Smith discussed a plan to kill far-left-leaning activists and suggested bombing a major news network, which was not identified. They say Smith also described how to build a cell phone-triggered bomb and that he was interested in going to Ukraine to fight with a paramilitary group. The 24-year-old Smith was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from the company. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The 737 MAX planes remain grounded. An Associated Press photographer recovering after being struck by bullet fragments fired outside the Haiti Senate Monday. A Senate security guard also was injured. Eyewitnesses say a senator shot the victims as the Senate was readying a vote to confirm the prime minister-designate Fritz William Michel. The opposition trying to block the formation of a new government as a way of pressuring President Jovenel Moïse to leave office. They blame Moïse for a failure to address pervasive corruption and mismanagement of the economy in Haiti. The vote to ratify Michel was canceled. The second failed attempt to approve the president's nominee after his approval by the Haiti lower house. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1. VOA1. The